Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm so glad to have you here with us today. What an amazing show that we have today. I'm so excited, but let's get started because we don't want to delay it any further. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for helping us make this radio show and station one of the number one talk shows and networks worldwide. I want to thank you for using your Google app. Hey, Google, play Gina's Radio Chat, and your Alexa. Hey, Alexa, play BBS Radio Station Number One. I love you using all of those outlets. Also, I love you downloading BBS Radio Station app. Go ahead and download that. And also, you can use us anywhere you go with your USB cord. Anywhere you can drive with us, you can take us with you on your walks, you could take us with your jobs, in the gym, at work, everywhere. Listen to BBS Radio and also Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All right, you guys, this is so good. Listen, let's go right into the weather. It's 70 degrees right now in DC and cloudy. The high today is going to be 72, cloudy all day long. So just be prepared for that. In Detroit, Michigan, you're 64 degrees. You're going to be partly sunny later on, high 72. Jacksonville, Florida, you're 81 degrees. You got sunshine right now, but you got showers coming off and on this afternoon after 3 p.m. Your high is going to be 82 degrees. Let's see, Dallas, you're 73 degrees right now and mostly sunny. 84 is going to be your high, all sunshine today for you. London, 63 degrees. That's your high right now. Sunny, you're waking up to 46 degrees, cloudy tomorrow. 66 is going to be your high. Let's see, Los Angeles, you are 63 degrees, cloudy. Your high today is going to be 73. Got a little sunshine peeking out later on, but not much. So be prepared for that. Let's see, Kenya, you're 88 degrees right now. You got showers coming all afternoon, which is bringing the temperature down all the way down to 72 when you wake up. 90 degrees is going to be your high. You got thunderstorms coming tomorrow, so be prepared for that. 54 degrees. 54 degrees, partly cloudy in Hawaii. And 66 is going to be your high. 50 degrees is going to be what you wake up to tomorrow. 66 is going to be your high. Australia, 48 degrees is going to be clear today right now. That's where you are now. 39 degrees is going to be what you wake up to. 63 is going to be your high tomorrow, and it's going to be partly cloudy. Puerto Rico, 79 degrees is your where you are right now. 81 is going to be your high, partly cloudy. You're waking up to 68 degrees. 81 is going to be your high tomorrow, and got thunderstorms. Portugal, you are 61 degrees right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 52 degrees. 63 is going to be your high tomorrow, partly cloudy with some sunshine. And if I didn't say your country, your nation, your continent, your city, your state, guess what? No matter what is going on in the weather, God is still in control and has the final say. No matter what's going on about you, around you, through you, in you, around you, God is still in control. He's got everything under control, and he's working it all out for your good. All right? This has been the weather, and we're going to take a commercial break with our sponsor, and then we'll be right back with Ministerial Moment.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12 and 1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy.
easy.
So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get in the weight of every loss.
All right. Get in the weight of every loss. All right, you guys. Okay. So I want to talk about false expectations, right? So I believe that in the body of Christ, we tend to really expect, like, because we say we believe in Jesus, we expect for the world to just, you know, accommodate. We expect for the world to just, you know, bow down because we believe in Jesus. Okay. And so when we go in certain arenas or we go places and, you know, we carry this, you know, we're believers and demons got to tremble and they got to move and they got to stop doing what they're doing. Listen, please remember that God is still in control. It's not by might nor by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. So first and foremost, we're always supposed to be steadfast, unmovable for righteousness. Always. We're supposed to always be prepared and unmovable no matter who believes what. We're supposed to be just believers, okay? But even Noah had people that mocked him. Even Noah had people that mocked him, that ridiculed him when he was making the ark. He still had people that was laughing, you know, scoffing, and he didn't have a clue what was going on. He just was being obedient. He didn't have an answer. He didn't have a reason. He didn't say, you're going to see, or any of that. He just kept on building that ark, right? Being mocked and ridiculed. Then you have John the Baptist, where he was baptizing people. He was in the river and in the water, you know, wherever he was at, baptizing people. But there were people that was mocking him, ridiculing him. You know, he was in the area operating in power. It didn't stop them from mocking him or ridiculing him or even killing him. They beheaded him, remember? Jesus, he, even though he sat with the prostitutes and the tax collectors and he talked amongst them and, you know, went to the wedding and they was partying around him, it didn't stop them from partying and getting drunk. I mean, I think we have the wrong expectation. You know, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. And so if we don't have these expectations, it will, you know, all we're supposed to do is walk and move by the Holy Spirit. All we're supposed to do is act in love and truth. You know, God is not expecting for us to go out and start some kind of commotion with, you know, our words and natural, you know, abilities, you know, and this is what the enemy wants to tempt us to, and to be religious and start judging people and start, going toe to toe with someone. But when we are in this world, you know, walking around and being among people that don't believe, we just have to continue to be steadfast and unmovable and speak truth whenever the opportunity presents itself and operate in love. Anything else to bombard, to prove a point, is not God. You know, I'm just being honest. I mean, it's tempting. The devil wants you to do it. He wants you to say, oh, you ain't got no power. They ain't stopping. Demons ain't fleeing. But you know what? In this world today, all we're supposed to do is walk in the love of God. And when we are faced with a situation, we say what thus say the Lord and do what he says and nothing more and nothing less. This is going to free a whole bunch of people, because I think that we get so caught up in having to prove something to somebody. This is not about us. This is between the person that doesn't believe, their soul, and the God that we serve. He's the one that can deliver. He's the one that can convict. All we have to do is stay prayerful, continue to fast and pray, continue to die of our flesh, allow Jesus to arise within us, let our lights shine brightly, and walk in confidence. See, what you don't know is the confidence of who you are in the kingdom, but most importantly, who is it that we serve, our God Almighty. You know, let his glory be revealed through us. And the more we die of ourselves, the more he can do that. So when we start taking on, ooh, they didn't pay me no attention. Ooh, they didn't listen to what I said. Ooh, they didn't tremble when I walked in the door. Ooh, they didn't stop smoking weed when I came in. Ooh, they didn't stop drinking and cussing. Ooh, they didn't stop partying when I came in. When we get ourselves out of the way, then God can have his way. Because it's not about us. It's not about them respecting us. It's about the glory of God convicting them. And so in order for that to happen, we have to die daily. So are we having false expectations of the world when they're just doing what they do? I mean, the devil, what are we expecting for him to change? You know, his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he's using people, the world system, to have us question our faith and our position in the kingdom and our Father, then that's what he's going to do. You know, so he'll use whomever. He'll use, you know, a voice room. He'll use your coworkers. He'll use your family. Hey, most of y'all talking about going in certain areas that ain't listening to you, and because, you know, your father, your parents ain't listening to you. Your family ain't listening to you. But are you questioning your faith? Are you doubting your position in the kingdom? Are you doubting? If you fast, worship God, seek him, read your word, and you humble yourself before him, he's going to raise you up. But it doesn't mean that because, you know, people are not shifting because you came in a room, they just gonna stop cussing. I mean, they just gonna stop smoking their cigarettes, or they gonna, ooh, they didn't, here comes Dr. Gina, I'm gonna put this out. I mean, just because that may not be happening doesn't mean that they're not getting increments of God. Doesn't mean that God won't get the glory. Doesn't mean that they're not watching and listening. Doesn't mean, you know, everything is in sections with him. You know, God does things. He won't give you too much you can't handle. You know, and I just want you to understand that the devil is always going to try to steal our faith. He's going to always try to have us question our position in the kingdom. And if you have any pride in you at all, and you like, I'm, you know, I do this, I do that, I fast, I pray, and demons ain't running. You're not feeling convicted to stop smoking cigarettes. You're not convicted. Shoot, I used to go out in the street and minister the gospel to people, and they would be smoking and blowing that smoke while I'm preaching the gospel. Some of them would be drinking their Thunderbird alcohol or their whatever liquor, Hennessy or whatever, but they was listening. I remember ministering to a senior complex. One half, they would be gambling, playing cards and stuff. The other half, we had church. They would be listening over there on the gambling side. They would be listening, wondering, when, if we didn't come, where are they? You know, so just because the actions of people don't adjust for you, it's not even you. It's really God. I believe Noah knew that. Noah knew because he, you know, kept on building that ark, being mocked and everything. You know, John the Baptist kept baptizing. You know, Jesus kept preaching. You know, so who are we to think that if these awesome people that are biblically noted, if they were able to still get that concept, why can't we, religious folks? I'm just gonna say it. We have to come down off of our pedestal. We have to come down. We have to humble ourselves before God and let him arise. Let him arise and the enemies scatter. Not us. May God arise and our enemies be scattered. This has been Ministerial Moment. I hope that made sense to you. I hope that relieved some pressure for you, because I think some of us believers are putting a lot of pressure a little too much expectation, a little too much, pride going on. Listen, just humble yourself before God. Stand boldly for righteousness. Say what thus say the Lord and keep it moving. Operate in all of that in love. Speak what he says and that's it. Okay? God is in control. He's going to do the rest. Believe you me, they're still listening. What they're not going to listen to is your flesh. But if you continue to let God move through you and you operate in love and patience, kindness, and boldness, they're going to keep on watching. And every time they see you, they're getting a little bit here and a little bit there. Let God do what he does best. He's the one that's in control. All right? I just wanted to leave you with that. Go on out there and preach that gospel. Go on out there and demonstrate the glory of God. Go on out there and exemplify the kingdom. Just don't have false expectations. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. So demonstrate that and let people wonder, hey, where are they from? Hey, what's going on with them? Why they not doing this? Why they not saying that? Why they keep coming even though I reject it? Why do they keep coming even though I'm not listening? But they are listening and they notice that you keep coming. So keep on coming. I don't know who that was for, but keep on preaching on that corner. Keep on preaching on that in front of that store. Keep on preaching in that parking lot. Keep on ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ, okay? Don't give up. Stand boldly for righteousness. All right. All right. This was amazing. Ministerial moment. We're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle and Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit. Learn to go deeper into His presence. Understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. And learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey. The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things that's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Uh, Re- remind me exactly what I'm going
to
say?
Sure. Say your name and then say, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Or say whatever you want.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Got you.
All right.
There you go. You ready?
I'm ready now.
Hey, this is Sarah the Baptist, and you're listening to Dr. Gina Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. All right, go.
Okay. Hey, this is Sarah the Baptist, and you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Stay tuned in.
All right. I'm so excited. Guess who we have with us today? I'm so excited to have her. We have Kathy Allward. How are you, Kathy Allward? Welcome.
I am doing so good, Dr. Gina. Thank you for inviting me to be on your show. I'm really excited.
Yes. Yeah, so listen, you have a brand new book out. And listen, I've been hearing so much energy. You're exciting. You are just, you got this boatload of just energy about you. And that's the name of your book, Energy. Tell us about it.
It is. Oh, I'm so excited. Well, you know, it kind of is based on the scripture, Ephesians 1:19. Oh, the utter extravagance of his work in us who trust him. Endless energy, boundless strength. And I truly feel like, God, there are so many people who are struggling, especially in this time of what's going on with the world right now. And women are, and men actually too, are stressed out and tired. And everywhere I've gone, I've talked to so many people who say they're just stressed out, they are worried, they're tired. And I truly feel like God has given me a message to share with women and men and how to increase their energy, how to get rid of the stress and the worry in their life, and how to, I give you 8 powerful steps in my book, Energy. And I give you 8 powerful steps of how to clean up your life from the inside out and truly find the energy that God has waiting for each of us. So I'm so excited to share it with
Listen,
you today.
I love this whole concept about energy because I think it is so important for people to understand that. I just wanted you to elaborate a little bit more on that. Like, give us a picture of someone just actually, like, who would this minister to exactly? Like, give them a picture of this.
Well, actually, yeah, for sure. I've actually been, I've been married to my husband for 38 years. So I have been the exhausted young mother. I've been there. I've been the busy teen mom. I had 3 boys. We had 3 boys of our own. And now I'm the empty nester with the crazy hormones that come with that. And honestly, I have truly been through every phase of life almost. And I have to say the Lord has given me keys that I feel like God has steps for us to follow throughout our lives to find his energy, because, you know, it is so easy to get exhausted in our lives. We have so much on our plate, especially now, you know, with everything that's going on in our own lives, with, you know, whatever phase of life we're in, whether we work or not, we all need extra energy to face the challenges of everyday life. And truly, I truly believe, you know, it starts with connecting with God. And I talk about it in the steps, and I can share more as you, you know, wanted to lean into that. But one of the biggest scriptures in my book is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So it starts with trusting in God. And I truly lean on that theme throughout the book.
I love that. That's like my favorite scripture. That is really my favorite scripture. Tell us about how you became an author. I mean, so you've been writing for a while. Like, how did it come about? Like, when did you realize this was something that God was leaning for you to do?
Okay, sure. Well, my husband and I own Maranatha Music. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's a worship company, and we touch actually millions of people every month. And it's been just a joy to have this company and, you know, truly worshiping the Lord through music. But one day, I'll tell you a quick story. We had moved from California to Portland, Oregon, which my husband had gone to Bible college there. In my book, I talk a lot more about it. But we moved up there, and we were living in a smaller place in a high rise. We had to have a storeroom. And so one day I walked into the storeroom looking for a very important paper. And I had to find this paper. It was extremely important. But when I walked into the storeroom, it was a mess. I'm telling you, everything was a mess, and I could not locate the paper. And I felt like, and honestly, I'm a very organized person, but my husband hadn't had a chance. I hadn't gotten to the storeroom to clean it. But I walked in there and I felt like the Lord said to me, you know what? It starts with cleaning up our atmosphere of our spiritual life, our mental life, and then our physical life. And I truly believe that it involves all of those areas of life. And I felt like God was showing me, I had like an epiphany. God said, this is what you need to do, Kathy. You need to start sharing this story of organizing your life, getting rid of the clutter, cleaning up your life, and truly understanding how to simplify your life so you can have more energy. God wants us to live a simple life. So I actually started writing that book a couple years ago, and I studied and I, you know, kind of lean into the spiritual part of it, the mental part of it, cleaning up my thinking, and then also the physical part of it, cleaning up my home and my, I love to call it my atmosphere, because that is so, so important to have a clean atmosphere and actually to live a life of excellence, because it doesn't matter. I was a poor, you know, young married woman with my husband, and I had a shabby little apartment, but guess what? I treated it like a mansion, and God has blessed us so much because we treated what maybe we had little, but if you treat it the right way and take care of it and learn to declutter your life, you don't need a bunch of junk to be happy. That's what I kind of share in my book too. So I'm really excited about it.
I love that, you know, because it's so true. It's like, take what the little is. If he can trust you with little, he'll advance you with much. And I love that because, you know, whatever you have, do it unto the glory of God. You know, allow him to really just bless you and increase you. You'll start seeing the increase. So you're where you are now. So when you look back at your life and you realize that, you know, you cleaned it, you took care of it, and God has done this amazing thing. When you look at it, are you still in awe of all that he's done? Do you wake up sometimes and be like, I got to pinch myself type of thing? Tell us how the transformation happened. Like, you know, how did that happen from little to much?
Absolutely. Yeah. So like I said, when we treat our life with excellence, and just really, I'll share a quick story. I love helping people throughout my life, and I have stories in the book about it, but I had helped this young family who actually were living on welfare, and I felt the Lord speak to me. She was standing in line, and I started talking to her, and it ended up I got involved in her life and the family's life and children and all that. And I'll never forget, I had given her, you know, helped her out with stuff. And I had walked into their apartment, and I remember looking around, and honestly, Dr. Gina, had been so blessed. They had other angels that had blessed them. But let me tell you, they hadn't understood how to take care of their blessing and how to treat it with respect, because God had blessed them, but they didn't understand that unless we treat with what God has given us with respect, there's not room for more blessing. Honestly.
Right.
So I, you know, and I walked out of there and I thought, you know, I tried to help this family, but honestly, things were spilling out in the kitchen and the rooms were a mess and the beds was unmade. And it wasn't a blaming game for her at all or them at all. It was more of a situation where I thought, you know what? This is where no matter what you have, if you treat it right, the Lord wants to bless you. God wants us to have a grateful heart. So it truly starts with gratefulness. So that's where it has to start, is a grateful heart. And then when you have that grateful heart, God can say, I'm ready to bless you with more. And that's where my husband and I have looked back and said, we see the blessing of the Lord in our life. We see that he's dealt gently with us. I believe that God will deal more gently with you if you understand how to simplify your life, how to appreciate what you have, how to have gratefulness in your heart, and the Lord's going to say, oh, I see you've grown in this area. I see that you're ready for more. And that's where God can come in and bless you abundantly. And that's what has happened to my husband and I, without a doubt.
Wow. And do you have a sense of responsibility to really just continue to glorify God in what he's done? Like, just, I mean, in your prayer time, because this is, you know, God is transforming a lot of people in this season. He's really getting people ready for responsibility of wealth and land and property and things like that. I believe health and strength mm-hmm. and boldness mm-hmm. and so much more. And I just mm-hmm. really think that this conversation is so needed. I didn't realize we were going to shift it here. I hope you don't mind, but it's so many people that have to understand what that mentality is like. You know what I mean? We talk about it spiritually and everything, but is it an adjustment to really have a cleaning staff, to hire people, you know, to do, you know, assignments with you, to get this vision, this responsibility that God has increased in your life, starting off from small? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're doing mm-hmm. everything at first. You know what I mean? You're mm-hmm. promoting, you're cleaning, you're, you know, setting appointments, you're doing all that. But then now you're at the much, you know, and the more, and now you're responsible for hiring people. You're responsible mm-hmm. for, you know, so much more. And how is that mental adjustment like? And how do you keep it all still praying, fasting, the same level that you were before, right? Mm-hmm. When you didn't have nothing, but now you got something. How do you adjust all of that?
Well, honestly, it does come back, and my husband and I both recognize we have several businesses, and we do actually have hires and whatever, but it does come back to simplicity, and I'm going to stress that again, because truly God wants us to rest in the unforced rhythms of his grace. And there's an unforced rhythm of grace. I don't believe it's in all the, oh, pressure, stress, try to push it. I truly believe it does not lie in that, Dr. Gina. It's more about learning to rest. And I talk about that in several chapters in the book, learning to take deep breaths throughout the day, learning to recognize, first of all, that it starts small. So everything starts small. Make your bed in the morning. That's a huge thing. Make your bed in the morning. Leave, you know, organize your cupboards. Organize first. Start small. But that's all I can say. It's worked for us over and over and over. So start small. So when you hire, start small. Recognize the traits that you want to see in your hires when you hire. Recognize that you want to see honesty and integrity. And truly, you have to have those traits in yourself first. Those mm-hmm. traits need to be in you that you want to see in your hires or that you want to see in the people that work for you. So you need to clean up your life. I always say it starts with humility and recognizing where you are in God's eyes, loving yourself, of course, but starts with humility and humbling yourself before the Lord and not having the pride. You don't need to, it's not about how good you feel about yourself. It's how it's recognizing how good God loves you, how much God loves you, how good God feels about you, and recognize that you have to stay humble before the Lord, not have a spirit of pride, not be all, you know, whatever, pride and ego and everything that people talk about. It's about humbleness. That's the secret that we have in our lives. My husband taught me that a long time ago. He helped me recognize that. Humbleness is the most important thing that you can have working inside of you. And so I love that idea of keeping a humble heart before the Lord. And then God is going to give you insight. He's going to give you discernment. When you're humble before him, he's going to give you discernment into the people that you speak with, into people that you deal with daily. And so that's kind of how it's worked out for us. Fantastic.
I love it. I really do. I love everything you talked about, because I was talking about humility at the top of the hour, but this whole mindset and, you know, how we're supposed to, you know, that generates through how we handle our affairs and other people, and how that can exemplify God's glory in every aspect of our lives as he has elevated us and increased our responsibilities. I love this conversation. I really do. Thank you so much for joining us, Kathy. This was amazing. I would love to talk to you more off the show about some things. But I just love just the humble beginnings and remaining humble in the elevation. Come on now. I love that. I do. And energy is all about that. And I love just everything about it. Tell everybody where they can get your book and everything else. Tell everybody about everything.
Sure,
they can follow
you
and all. Yes.
Absolutely. Yes, I am actually, my website is Kathy with a C, all word, ALWARD.com. And I have my website. You can find out, you can order a book from my website. It's also on Amazon, Target, Walmart, all these online, all these places. And yes, I'm really excited. The book is called Energy, Energize Your Life, 8 Steps to Energize Your Life from the Inside Out. That's the name of the book. And I'm also on Instagram at Kathy Allward. Yeah, so I'm really excited.
Yes, me too. I love it. Well, anytime you're more than welcome to join me on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Anything you want to promote or talk about, you are a family to the show now. So thank you so much for sharing all that. You guys go and follow her and connect with her. There may be something more than just the book that you need to get from her and her her organization and all the things that she has going on. So please follow with her and keep connected. Yeah, this was so great, Kathy. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Gina. God bless.
God bless you too, sister. All right. All right. We're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back after these messages.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order the series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Everybody's looking at you.
Let love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Okay, it's just a radio drop. It'll take 2 seconds. All you have to do is say, "This is Michelle McLean, and you are a legendary woman on Dr. Gina with Dr. And you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat." Can you do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go.
Do it now.
Yes.
This is Michelle McLean. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay. Yes. 1, 2, 3, go.
This is Michelle McLean Walters. And you are a legendary woman, and you're listening to the Dr. Gina's Radio Show.
All right, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, and then that's it. Okay, one,
Dr.
Two.
Gina's, you want me, let me say that? Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Gina's radio Chat.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. Okay,
yes,
1, 2, 3, go.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Oh, I was hoping that, Doug, I thought you was going to piece that together for me. All right. Anyway, that was Michelle McLean. I love her. All right, go ahead. We got Health in 5 right now with Amado. What's going on, bro?
Hey, Dr. Gina. How are you today?
Hey, Amado, what's going on?
I'm doing great. Well, welcome, everybody. My name's Amado. I'm from St. Martin. I'm living right now in Stockholm, Sweden. And my specialty as a personal trainer is I focus a lot on, like, functional training, core strength, and weight loss management. And today, we're going to talk about helping you develop a stronger core for your everyday life. And at the end of this segment, I have a special surprise for your listeners, Dr. Gina. So, one of my favorite core exercises is, of course, the elbow planks. The reason why I like the elbow planks is because you strengthen your shoulders, your lower back, you tighten your stomach, you work your glutes at the same time, and it helps you a lot with your posture without getting injured. For example, like when most people go to the gym, they skip core training. And when they think about core training, they think about abs, they think about sit-ups, crunches, but the core is not just your abs, okay? Your core is basically all the muscle that connects from your the beginning of your spine all the way down to your butt. So I implement core training a lot in my sessions personally to help me with my lower back, and because I got tight hips. So for example, if I'm gonna do like a hip exercise, I'll do like a lateral lunge. If I'm doing like lats, I'll do like a lat pull down. If I'm trying to strengthen my shoulders, I'll do like a military press. All of these exercises help me strengthen my core. And one of the best exercises you can do to strengthen your core right now is the elbow planks. Okay, so this is something you can do at home. And we have a nice mini challenge. The challenge is for you to hold the elbow plank for as long as you can. Okay, so the elbow plank is going to work your entire body. Now, I want to teach all of you how to do an elbow plank correctly. First thing first is you're going to go down on your knees. You're going to go down on your knees, and then I want you to just fully extend your arm out in front of you, and then bend your elbows about 90 degrees. And then what you're going to do is you're going to hold that position, right? You don't want to have your butt sticking up in the air. You want to bring your butt about so your back is about flat. And you're going to hold that position while squeezing your stomach in and tightening your glutes at the same time. Now, I want you to do this basically every other day. For if you struggle in the beginning, start off with about 15 to 20 seconds. Work your way up to about a minute as you keep getting stronger and stronger. If you do this three to four times a week, you'll see a big increase in your core strength, especially if you're going to lift like do heavy lifts like deadlifts or squats or bench press. You'll see a big difference. Now, let's get down to the really exciting part as well is I want you to have someone basically record you doing this elbow plank. I want you to hold it for as long as you can. What you're going to do, you're going to tag me on Instagram at Amado All Day. And the person, I'm going to select the winner, and the winner will be announced next week, Monday, and you will get a 30-day free home core workout program, all right? Now I said it again. I will give you a free 30-day core home workout program just to help you strengthen your shoulders, help you improve your posture, you know, decrease your lower back pain, and help you, of course, train better in the gym overall. So that's it for me today, guys. You can find me on Instagram at Amado All Day. And I will see you in the next segment. Thank you for having me, Dr. Gina. It was nice.
Hey, Amado. Hey. I love having you here. So good to have you here. So good to get this information. A lot of times people think that the core is just right in the middle, the center, because it's the word right. Core. But it's not actually just absolutely, you know, in the middle of your body. It goes from, like you said, your hips up to your all of your spine and all of that. And really, I love planks and all of that because you get a full, your core, all of your muscles and stuff. But I think it's so good that you're having this competition. Tell everybody again all about it. Just tell them one more time, just in case they need to write it down or they need a second chance to hear about it, okay?
Okay, so this is the challenge. I want you to do an elbow plank for as long as you can. You need to have somebody filming you do this, and you have to tag me on Instagram at Amado All Day. I will select a winner next week, Monday, and I will send you a free 30-day core home workout program.
Love, love, love. Okay, I love it. All right. Well, listen, you heard it from Amado. Tell everybody where they can follow you one more time, please.
It's on Instagram at Amado All Day. And or you can send me an email, contact@AmadoAllDay.com.
All right. There you have it. Okay, sounds good to me. All right, well, listen, we'll catch you the next time right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Have a wonderful time in Sweden today. I know your schedule is booked up.
Yes, indeed. I got to run.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Gina.
Thank
you, Amado. We always love having you here. All right, you guys are going to take a commercial break. Then we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm so excited to share with you my third published book, In the Weight of Every Loss. In the Weight of Every Loss, I share revelation God gave me concerning the scripture, Hebrews 12:1, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us. In the Weight of Every Loss, I'm being completely transparent about my own struggles I endured in my personal walk. Serving in a leadership role as an ordained apostle, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ is not always easy. So if you are called into leadership or are actively in a leadership role right now, In the Weight of Every Loss will expose the real work of the enemy. You will be encouraged to regain your strength again and return back to the will of God. In the Weight of Every Loss is for those in leadership struggling to maintain strength. It is for those who truly want to walk in truth and for those who are no longer willing to live in a lie anymore. Get In the Weight of Every Loss.
You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion, or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
Hello, everyone. It's Tara Carissa Hodges. I am so excited. I am speaking so much life, happiness, joy, and abundance all over you. And now you are listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
All right. What an amazing show. Listen, you guys, I just want to just remind you that God is elevating and increasing in this time. He really is. There's so much for you to do. There's so much more. This is not a time to just, you know, just settle in and just say, this is all that I have. This is it. And I'm just surviving. No, God wants you to move onward and upward, you guys. I know it doesn't seem like it, like with all of these things going on in the news, the mandates, the, you know, the things going on with Russia, things going on with Facebook and Instagram shutting down and all these conspiracy theories and all of this, you know, the Illuminati stuff and the Bill Gates stuff and who's doing what and what is Fauci doing, whose side is he on, and the president, and we don't, this, he ain't the real president, but this one was the real, all of that noise. I know that it is very tempting to be overwhelmed. I know that people are feeling a little anxious, but I pray right now, and I speak this into your life, that a peace and a calm takes over you in Jesus' name, especially you as a believer. I want to shake you right now and remind you of who your God is. I want to stir you up to remind you just how good he's been to you through all your life. When you weren't even paying him no attention, when you wasn't even praying to him, when you wasn't fasting, when you wasn't even thinking about him, you was doing what you wanted, when you wanted, how you wanted, and anytime you wanted it. And he still brought you to salvation. He still seduced you with his love and caressed you with his gentle kisses and his unconditional grace and mercy on you. He still wooed you to an appointed time. You gave your life to him and you started seeing him move through your life. You actually could see him doing it. The experiences that you've had, the favor that you had, that you still get. Remind yourself, remember who loves you, who's covering you, who's protecting you, who's keeping you. Remind yourself that we're in the world, but not of the world. And that may be them, but it ain't us. They might have to do that, but not us. They might have to think that, but not us. Because you know what? 1,000 can fall on one side, 10,000 on the other, but no harm will come nigh thee. Anoint yourself with oil. Cover your children with oil. Pray over your household, your businesses. Speak life and protection into it all. Plead the blood of Jesus over it all and watch God keep you. Don't get caught up in all of the mess. That's the world's way, not ours. God may send you to some place or to connect with something just so you can know what's going on, but we're not supposed to take on those burdens. We're not supposed to take on all of that. We're supposed to pray about it, take it to God, pray about it, believe God for his will to be done, and stand in the peace that passes all understanding. And most importantly, just like Kathy Allward said, lean not onto your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct your path. We are covered. By faith, you must stand on that and believe that. You cannot be moved by every wind of doctrine, false reports, all of these things. It may be true, and it may not be. But you know what? Guess what you know for a fact? That God is in control and he rules and reigns. That's a fact. So I want you to be encouraged and remind yourself who you are and who you belong to, because that's all that matters in this day and time, because all of this has already been predestined, prophetically promised. And all you got to do is read it and say, oh my gosh, that's happening right now. Oh my goodness, that's happening right now. Oh, that already happened. Oh, we're getting closer. The coming of our King is nigh. So get ready and keep your mind on Jesus and stand your ground boldly for righteousness. Don't be moved. Don't pick it up if it don't belong to you. Don't compare yourself. Don't what if it. Take it to God in prayer. Seek him and cover yourself with the blood of Jesus Christ and everything that you are attached to. All right? All right. This has been What's on My Mind. And we haven't done that in a while. What's on my mind? That's on my mind. So listen, I love you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's radio chat. And listen, we all about wholeness, baby. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's